Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 153. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter. I'm here with the lovely co-host.
The co-host, Mem the Beaner, nice and charged.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. You seem nice and amped,
dude. Yeah, I've done no work, so.
Yeah, that's right. How are you enjoying your vacation, man?
It's good. We're just hanging out. Margo's babysitting. Parents are doing something with the doctors or some shit.
Oh, interesting. Cool.
So, catching up on TV shows.
Good.
Being lazy.
Anything good?
Caught up on The Night of. It's like an HBO, make you think, like, did he do it?
Mm.
What's this guy's motive?
Suspense.
Like, the guy, he's a Arabian, and he picks up this girl. And he takes his dad's cab drive to go to a party. He gets lost. The cab's still on. This girl gets in.
Okay.
It's like, hey, dude, it's the fucking, I'm not working. I'm trying to find this party. And she's like, you know what, let's go party. So they hook up, they take drugs, and he fucking passes out in the kitchen, and he wakes up, he goes up to get his shit, and she's fucking dead.
Mm.
22 stab wounds.
Idiot.
And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So he goes down and gets his shit, but he does everything wrong. He takes the knife with him.
Idiot.
Puts it in his pocket, and he runs out.
He messes with the body, so it looks like he did it.
People see him, and then the cops pick him up.
Idiot.
And then they're all like,
what's this?
It was like a fucking birthday cake knife. It was like a fucking huge knife, and then they find the murder. So, did he really do it?
Yeah. Interesting.
Or did he
okay.
do it? So, it's really suspenseful. Like, what the fuck? There's no way. There's too much evidence leading to him to do it. So, it's really cool.
Right on, dude. The only thing I did see, finally, I called out sick last week, Tuesday, from the office. I was beat, dude. I was jacked up. I had a fever, 100 something, dude. So I called out, and that day I tossed in Star Wars Rebels Season 1. It was good, dude.
Season 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have Season 2. It's really good.
So, let me.
I haven't watched all of it, but.
Cool. But it was good. So I haven't seen. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces here, you know, here and there. It's really good, though. It's a solid show, and I'm still not 100%. My throat's still acting up. I have a little bit of a cough. The sore throat's still there. It doesn't hurt when I swallow as much anymore. But
you gotta tell that guy to be merciful with you, bro.
I know, right, dude? But yeah, so off of that, dude, last week I got hit up, DM'd, tweeted messages, Facebook messages, even a text from a bunch of our listeners.
Really?
Telling me, like, hey, dude, sorry, I hope you're okay, I hope you're feeling better. So it was cool to hear from everyone.
That's good, man.
So everyone, it's not a long list, but you guys know who you are. I totally appreciate it. On shout-outs, too, though, I was talking to Lupe and Lisa this past week, and they have issues going on more than me. Like, that they still checked up on me was awesome, and I'm like, well, how you doing? It's like, well, I'm going through this. And so to both of them, big shout out to them. My thoughts and prayers go out to their families.
Yeah,
they're going through some things, and I you know, good luck, condolences, and, you know, best wishes to you, Lisa. You're gonna pull through it. So we got nothing but faith for you guys. So yeah, thanks. They're two of the people that did hit me up and, you know, checked up on me, so appreciate it. So that's all I got, man.
Cool.
Did nothing exciting.
Saturday I went out with fucking Surge. We went to Mission Viejo to some Riptide food place.
That's funny. I got no message from you Sergio.
Neither did I. No, I went with my sister, and my sister goes with them once a month.
Good.
And I kind of just tag along.
No, that's good though,
so,
dude.
It was cool. Go to shoot the shit. They saw a little baby. They're 2.5 year old.
Yeah, he said she was going to be 3.
Yeah. Soon. Very cool.
Dope, dude. Missing, actually, it's funny because I even told you, you know, walking in, like, I miss Sadie and Sergio. I miss recording with this guy.
What about Sadie, dude?
I got to hit him up, dude. He actually hit us up, dude. So, speaking of, let's hit shout outs real quick. He sent me a tweet, a few tweets on, you know, at Comic Syndicate 1. And he said, just saw Suicide Squad with the girls, took them out. He said the movie was good.
Wow, everyone hated it.
It was really good. And he said he liked the music.
Okay.
And then Albert hit me up too, Rideshare 13. He says, just saw Suicide Squad. I really enjoyed it.
Wow, that guy hates everything.
Yeah.
Even football.
Yeah. and You want to hit it or save it for comic talk? I did not watch it.
I'm probably going to watch this week when everyone's in work and school.
It dropped off big time.
Like it's...
Yeah, so Friday at the theater was packed as fuck. Busy night.
Right.
And
I heard it blew fucking like 20 mil on the first day.
Yeah, it was released everywhere. Mm-hmm. Which they had to. They wanted to make up money for fucking Batman v Superman. That flop. And so they released it everywhere again. Like more the most theaters for a summer movie, I believe, is what it was. And they kicked ass. Friday, we didn't know this till the end of the night at the theater, was that T-Mobile had some promotion going on where you can get a free Suicide Squad ticket. Hence why it was so packed that day. I mean, Saturday was still busy, but night and day compared to fucking Friday.
That's funny, because I went to the Apple store to pick up a controller I'll talk about later, and the guy, the hipster, you know, the hipster that worked there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they saw her shirt at Star Wars, and she had Batman. Oh, I love those guys. You guys, you see Suicide Squad? Yeah, I go, no, I haven't seen it. Ah, fucking T-Mobile fucked me on the ticket. I'm like, oh, it sucks, dude.
Wow.
I guess they ran out or some shit.
Oh, interesting. Well, yeah, all the theaters, or all our show times were packed. We're showing a movie every 20 minutes, it seemed like, dude.
Jesus.
And each one sold out. I didn't get to talk to too many people, I guess, about the movie. So Sadie did mention it was good. One of my coworkers today, Ryan, said it was good.
Wow.
He said, but he wouldn't watch it again in the theater a second time unless there was a director's cut.
Okay.
And I'm like, how many stars would you give it? After he gave me his review, he mentioned a lot of good things that he made it sound interesting. And I'm like, would you watch it again? No. Well, you just gave it five stars right now, though, dude.
No end credits either, her. There's nothing at the very, 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 very
so,
end.
So, I want to watch it for Harley Quinn more so than anything, but I just one of those...
Because Comedy Secret loves Harley Quinn.
I love Batman and Batman the Animated Series Harley Quinn. But, so that's it, dude. I heard nothing but bad things about it.
Yeah, except for the... Yeah, me too.
So
a couple people saw it. They said they hated it. I'll probably watch it.
I'll
talk
watch
about
it eventually.
Next week.
Cool. Sounds good. If I can catch it, cool. If not, fuck it. All right, man. Speaking of Twitter shoutouts, dude. Big shout out to Lynn. She left us a message on Facebook, I believe, on our site, Comic Syndicate, on Facebook. Andrew Lewis was fucking cool. I don't know if I mentioned last week. We started catching up a little bit on Facebook, and we both mentioned how busy we've both been, how it's hard to keep in touch. And, you know, he says, you know, got to catch up to your podcast. Still love you guys.
Cool.
So I think I did mention him last week, too, but I don't get to talk to anyone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know what we spoke about episode 53, since we are 153
today? Go for it.
Okay. We spoke about, we hit Twitter love shoutouts. We hit What the Fuck News, Flying Axe Smashes Windshield on Car.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
We also hit Man Faces Attempted Murder Charge After Fight with Roommate Over Cookies. We hit Grandma.
I'm still going to trial for that, guys.
Idiot, it was you. We hit Grandma Will Spend 6 months in Jail for Public Sex.
Oh, the grandma?
The grandma. Damn. I don't remember that article, though, for some reason.
They get down in those homes, bro.
I think that's what might
have been. It's a giant orgy.
We had sex facts. Actually, not sex facts yet. Sex toys stuck in a woman's vagina for 10 years.
I remember that.
What the fuck?
I remember. They had the fucking jaws,
Of life. we hit 911 call released in a hot tub threesome case.
I don't remember
that one. We hit comic reviews, East of West number 14, Black Science number 7, Low number 1, Avengers number 33, and Batman and Robin number 33. The name of this episode 53, was hashtag Sometimes Things Get Stuck. So, that's what we had 100 episodes ago, man. Are you ready to hit some What the Fuck News for this
week?
Virginia mayor arrested in meth for sex bust.
Was it Virginia?
It was in Virginia, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have another one?
I thought somebody got caught in California, a mayor or somebody.
One of our mayors.
Yes.
Got caught for, literally, Orange County.
Yes.
Got caught for prostitution?
Was it prostitution?
Or drugs.
I read one where he gave some beer to some kids and they played strip poker.
Oh, that's another one.
And they were males.
And the kids
all
banged
boys.
The chick with the pool stick.
No.
I'll see if I can find that article.
Damn, there's just a lot of fucking politics.
Oh, yeah, politicians.
With underage kids. Jesus.
Yeah, so let's see. By day, Richard Scott Silver Throne is mayor of Fairfax, Virginia, the wealthy Washington suburb of 22,000 people. But as police revealed Thursday, Silver Throne 50 allegedly had another gig, meth dealer.
Yes.
Silver Throne was arrested and charged with felony distribution of methamphetamine and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. At least I can fucking read this
Breaking
week.
Breaking Bad, right?
Exactly, dude. That's what I was going to say. Jesus. Fairfax County Police said he was delivered to the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center and was later released on his own recognizance, police spokeswoman said. The Fairfax Mayor's Office declined to comment Friday. It was unclear whether Silverthorne has a lawyer. Silverthorne's legal troubles began with a tip about methamphetamine distributor to Fairfax County Police in late July. Investigators identified a person who was allegedly distributing methamphetamine via a website used to arrange casual sexual encounters between men, police said in a statement.
Oh, wow. So they
got a tip off, like...
You meet for sex and you get the drugs.
That's exactly what it is.
Besides dick, okay.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. an undercover detective created a profile on the site, police said. Soon he was communicating via text messages with a suspect who offered methamphetamine for sexual encounters. Oh, guys, though?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But it's these people with these websites, don't they get caught?
They're all
Craigslist, dude?
That's pretty much
drugs
the equivalent.
And dick, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much 2 years of misfortune. For Silverthorne, whose father was also mayor in the late 1970s and early 80s, the arrest was just the latest episode in 2 years of misfortune. Last year, he was laid off from his recruitment job with the National Association of Manufacturers. Silverthorne then ended up filing for bankruptcy after owing $58,000 to creditors and a bank foreclosed on his house. So, hence why he broke bad.
Jesus.
But again... Not like that's a reason to fucking do.
I don't know, man.
At least Breaking Bad, like, it made more sense because he was going to die.
And he was getting...
And he had no pension. Yeah. He had no money to pay for the bills and leave his kid with nothing, his wife with nothing.
Yeah, but that show got out of control and he started...
He got
too
into
much
it.
Money. And
yeah.
Then he killed people when he put the hat on.
Yeah.
So the hat... Yeah. The
Heisenberg,
hat, dope, dude. Yeah, it was it.
To make matters worse, an oncologist diagnosed Silverthorne with squamous cell carcinoma of the neck. Don't know what that is. That sounds like me, though. After the mayor's arrest Thursday, investigators said, that's probably what I have. I'm like, I'm lost.
Well, your neck, or?
Well, 2008, I went to the hospital, had a tonsillectomy.
Okay.
Now, I guess this is why I get weirded out when I have a sore throat now. And to go off topic, but... So I was on my right side, and they're like, okay, I was seeing doctors for a few days. I was fucking drugged up galore, fucking morphine. Oh, fuck me. I had fucking the best, worst nightmares ever.
Oh, my God.
So morphine fucking high drips and everything. Magnesium drips hurt the most as those were in. I had and tubes all over me. We're going to operate on you. Saw a bunch of specialists. Eye, ears, no throat doctor. And they're like, okay, well, we can do two things. We can operate through your throat, or we can slice, you know, on the outside and go in it from that side, that way. We don't know what's best. Okay, well, what's easier? Well,
boxes
it's
of paper.
Easier. Yes, it's easier if we cut the side of your throat. For us, it's easier.
Okay.
Cool. So what's the downside to it? Well, if we do that, we can... We have to be very precise because we can hit your voice box.
Okay.
And if that happens, like, you might end up with a slur afterwards. You might not
like
be able to enunciate or pronunciate words properly because you're using a certain muscle
right there.
So it freaked me balls. But anyways, so that's why I get weirded out when I have slurs.
So what do they do?
They ended up going through they went in my mouth.
Yeah, I got all these tools in my mouth.
Yeah, mad tools, mad doctors up in my mouth. So, yeah, dude, it was fine. And once the operation was done, it's like they walk in. Hey, how you feeling? I feel fucking great. I'm like, wow, thanks a lot. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, are you in pain? I'm like, I'm in pain right now, but the pain I was in before the surgery, the week leading up to it, I'm like,
wow,
this feels so much better. And I can just feel like just raw fucking meat that's in my throat, in the back of my throat. But yeah, dude, so that's why I get weirded out. Anyways, dude, this guy, back to home away. So I have carcinoma. No, I'm just kidding. Again, any reason to break bad for that, for this guy losing his house, going bankrupt?
I don't, you know what, killing people, I mean, people do these drugs and they have the drug deals and the people get killed, and is it worth it? It was worth putting for your family to on the table, food on the table. Is it worth becoming the biggest drug dealer?
You know what? The things you do for your family. I don't have a wife or kids.
Right.
If when that day finally comes, if I can use a chick as a cum dumpster, I've said it before, and have her have my kid, I don't need a girl in my life. Like,
right.
That's me. Sad. I feel like I can raise a child and be a single father, unfortunately. It's sad to say, fucked up probably to say, but, like, yeah, the way I treat my nephew and my niece, like, I would take a bullet for them, I would take a bullet for my best friends. So, I mean, the things that we would, family, a wife, your wife, you know, you would do anything for her.
I sell drugs.
There you go. You'd become Heisenberg.
Adamsburg.
I am Heisenberg. So interesting, though, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right, so fucking political assholes, dude. Next one's gonna be mom gets 40 years in prison in death of girl found in fridge. It's happening in Houston. And comical boys.
Anybody seen Rachel?
Yeah, kind of, dude. That's
go get the meatballs. Founder.
Yeah, exactly. Founder. A woman has been sentenced to 40 years in prison in the neglect-related death of her 9-year-old daughter, whose emaciated body was found in a refrigerator.
It was her
Jesus
daughter?
Jesus shitless, dude. All right, so I forgot about this article. So yeah, it went from what the fuck news still is to Jesus shitless.
Wow, I didn't know it was her daughter.
Amber Keys was sentenced Friday in a state district court in Houston. The 36-year-old mother of Ayanna Combe could have gotten a life sentence for her December 18th guilty plea to injury to a child by omission in the girl's death. And they...
And they gave her what?
They gave her 40 years.
40?
She dodged fucking a life term because she said, you know, she...
She took a plea.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The child, who had cerebral palsy, dude, weighed 14 pounds when some children looking for food found her body in the crisper drawer of Key's refrigerator in June 2014. An autopsy determined Ayanna died of malnutrition and dehydration. Key's has said she found Ayanna unresponsive in January 2014, couldn't revive her, wrapped her in a blanket, and put her in the refrigerator, dude.
Don't open the fridge.
Idiot.
Jesus.
The dog's in there? There's no barking today. Okay,
wow.
Do you want to talk about it real quick? Jesus shitless, straight up.
I don't know. I felt bad making fun of it. I didn't know it was her daughter. I mean.
Yeah, 9 years old, dude.
Fuck.
Cerebral palsy. Parents are. And so, see, I don't trust crazy people, dude. Like, to raise a kid, and like I just said prior, you know, the things I would do for my family and friends and people like this, dude. Are out there.
She should get death penalty.
They should.
I don't understand
I
what the fuck's going on here.
And Texas, I believe, does.
Oh, they love death penalty over there, bro.
This one is interesting. It's science-y. I wanted to hit sex facts. This one is part of something we spoke about a while back with the cloning. Not cloning, I'm sorry. Using DNA, stem cells to a certain extent to create body parts on pigs.
Yes, I remember
that.
We
had that a few months ago. U.S. may fund research to create mixed human-animal embryos. This came out August 5th.
Big man.
Dude, yes. Now, I want your thoughts on this. It's going to be a longer article, but I thought it was interesting as fuck, dude. U.S. National Institutes of Health could offer to fund research introducing human cells into certain kinds of animals, a move that raises complex moral questions. Miami. Research that mixes human cells into animal embryos could get U.S. government funds for the first time under a new proposal that has stoked concerns about ethics and the limits of science.
Did we talk about how, like, what animal you would want to be in? Well, that's not bad.
Well, you and Sergio and myself are apparently pig fuckers. So,
yeah, but
I want to be in a pig.
Nobody fucking knows about it, remember? That was the whole point. That was the whole... Would you rather fucking pig and no one knows about it?
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Okay.
So that never happened.
Okay. Let me continue and we can possibly go back into that. Yeah, because that's going to... Okay, we'll get back to it. Some say the research has the potential to spark major medical breakthroughs in diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's or conditions like infertility and could help grow organs for human transplant, which are in short supply. Critics, however, worry these mixtures... or chimeras, named after the monster in Greek mythology with a lion's head, goat's body, and dragon's tail, raise complex and moral questions and go beyond what is acceptable in modern society.
Scorpion tail.
Kind of cool, though, right?
Scorpion tail, right?
No. Chimera? That one was dragon tail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 1 year ago, the U.S. National Institute of Health placed a moratorium on a research proposing to introduce human pluripotent stem cells into animal embryos, deeming it too controversial. And the article we did talk about said that they were doing it on pigs, growing ears and different body parts, limbs, right? Fingers and shit like that. Since then, experts have met to discuss the state of the science. Now, the NIH is offering to fund research introducing human cells into certain kinds of animals. And here you go. That could include experiments, quote-unquote, where there could be either a substantial contribution or a substantial functional modification to the animal brain by human cells. The NIH will seek public comment for 30 days on the proposed scope of the research. Oversight on funding decisions will be provided by an internal NIH steering committee. So it's going to a committee. Somebody says, I'm confident that these proposed changes will enable the NIH research community to move this promising area of science forward in a responsible manner, wrote Carrie Wolinitz, NIH associate director. Brain modification. Oh, so here we go. The prospect of altering an animal's brain to make it more human alarms some experts. So, and you'll see where this is going.
Okay.
Let's say that we have pigs with human brains and they're wondering why we are doing experiments on them, said Stuart Newman, a researcher at New York Medical College. And then what if we had human bodies with animal brains? And then you say, well, quote unquote, they aren't really humans. We can do experiments on them and harvest organs from them.
Do you
get what that's going? What this doctor's saying?
So it's saying, you know, it's okay even if the pig has a human brain and feels pain and feels what's going on, it's still okay.
No, well, that's what he's saying, but he's asking those questions, like, So the exact same questions, but he's looking at it from the other sense, not
from
like
the animals.
Kind of okay. More like, is it right to be doing?
Oh, okay,
like you said it, like he was like for it. He's not necessarily for it.
Okay.
He's raising these questions, though, which are great questions. I'm coming up with the extreme scenarios, but just making these chimeric embryos 15 or 20 years ago was considered an extreme scenario. Indeed, Newman filed for a patent on a human-animal chimera almost 2 decades ago. Okay. So this guy just wanted to patent it. Not because he wanted to make such a creature, but to make the point that such dangers lay ahead.
So he said no one could do it but me, if it's going
to
be done.
Yeah. Now, and he doesn't want people to do it at all. He just knew that science is going here eventually. So 20 years ago, homeboy, this doctor.
He looked at his fucking Big Bertha pig and it's like, no, no.
Pretty much. The U.S. Patent Office rejected his application in 2005, which Newman saw as a victory of sorts. Rejected his application. Okay, but now he fears his warnings are going unheeded. People get used to things gradually, he said. Even though the NIH is starting small and probably doesn't intend to allow animals with full human brains. And he says, quote, we don't have any laws in this country that would stop doing these things, he said.
Hmm.
So there's no law in place. This doctor knew where it was going, working on these chimeras to create body parts, organs for people. But again, he's looking at it from the standpoint like people shouldn't be doing it.
But he has a patent on it, so they can't do it.
They declined his patent.
Oh, that's what they said. You're crazy.
Yes.
Give back the pig. Mm-hmm. Give it back.
And it says no one's heeding his warnings, like, this is where science is going.
Right.
It's not right to do. But he also brought up a point, this last sentence, where we don't have any laws in this country that would stop these things from happening.
I don't see a problem if it's going to build... they use pig valves.
They do.
For heart transplants or whatever. And if you can build a, I don't know, fucking liver? I don't know.
I will give you that side in a bit.
Okay.
He says, I think it's just a road that we should not go down. Mm. Now, the next part, potential benefits. For some, the notion of brain experiments offers both the greatest promise and the most serious danger.
Okay,
if we want to do research on schizophrenia and Alzheimer's and depression, we can't readily do research on brain cells of humans with these diseases because we can't open up the brains of people while they are alive, said Robert Klitzman, director of Columbia University.
Okay, that's a valid fucking...
Okay, Klitzman said he views the NIH move as a quote-unquote great step in the right direction with quote-unquote tremendous potential to help millions of people with various diseases.
Hmm.
True.
True. I mean, I would rather you work on the pig than my wife.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Still, he urged the NIH to include ethicists on its funding oversight committee. Okay, very cool. We need to be careful with human brain cells, he said. What we don't want is a mouse or a chimp that suddenly has human-like qualities. Because morally, that creates a number of problems.
Okay.
Do you get what he's saying there?
Yeah, easily. He's saying like, oh, fuck.
This monkey's fucking talking.
Yeah, he already stole my wallet and he's fucking driving the car.
Exactly, dude. Okay.
My wife already. God
and
damn
and
it.
He brings up another question, which is awesome, dude. What rights would the creature have? None. Kill it. Shoot it.
But I get what he's saying, that now that it has
yes.
a brain in it, you can't really consider it as a wild animal.
Exactly. And he asks more questions. How should it be treated if that were the case? What if it escaped the lab and bred with wild animals?
Would that carry over?
DNA? I mean, eventually, I mean, Darwinism over time, like, you know, you adapt to your surroundings, and if a monkey can talk and it has a baby with a monkey, bitch, stop nagging, I'm going to raise it's the monkey Josias version. Like, I'm going to raise my kid, I'm going to talk to this monkey.
So, like, Planet of the Apes status?
A little bit,
yes. A
little
bit, okay.
Now, it sounds crazy, gnarly, I'm sorry for going there. He said, what's with the creature stuff? Okay, and what if it escaped? Okay, this is the stuff of science fiction, he said. Far more tame research mixing human and animal cells has been going on for decades. Scientists regularly implant human tumors in mice and heart valves, which you said, from pigs and cows, and are commonly used in human heart patients. This area of research has been done in the United States for many, many years, and certainly around the world, it is commonplace, said Samuel Packer, chief of medical ethics at Northwell Health in New York. Still, the notion of altering Earth's creatures may upset those who are religious, as well as those who support animal rights. Politics, too, may play a role in what gets funded and what does not.
Right.
The administration of President George W. Bush restricted federal funding for research using stem cells derived from human embryos. Bush believed the work devalued human life. I hate Bush.
But he got one good thing going there. So I don't think it's a good idea.
NIH said its latest proposal is in line with the guidelines of International Society for Stem Cell Research. There is a lot of infrastructure to this, said Packer. If it is not as, oh my God, all of a sudden we're doing something that this is crazy. So
he has valid points.
Yes.
You know? But there's a lot of things people don't like about animals that we do. We eat them. A lot of people don't like eating pig.
True. But what
cow.
If your pig, okay,
gets a 9-to-5 job?
If my dog could fucking talk, if Magneto could talk, that'd be dope.
It would, yeah, but then it's not just talking, it's actually acting like a human.
Magneto, grab me a beer, dick.
I drank it all, bitch.
You motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. Now, again, do you think ethically, morally, how do you feel about it now?
Fuck, man.
Because I'm always morally inclined to think, like, I know technological advances have gotten so far. Morally, I feel it's going to go back to, do you kill baby Hitler? We should not play fucking God.
Okay. But if, you know, maybe not the brain cells, but maybe
cloning
body parts is pretty good.
So,
but I can see where, well, we've done this, so let's move, let's get high, let's move the bar up.
Okay.
Let's give them a brain. And then let's move the bar up. Let's let them pay taxes and get fucking jobs.
Idiot.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
True. No, that's actually fucking a great point.
What if you make a whole army of monkeys to fucking make, you know?
Okay. What if by chance, eventually, with science, there's a baby fucking monkey hippo Hitler? Do we fucking kill baby monkey hippo Hitler?
Yeah. But he's a fucking hippo.
And a monkey.
And a monkey.
Yeah, wait, there it's a baby. I don't know why
I would probably kill it.
I don't know why if I can went to hippo or but Hitler's been the underlying theme, just as baby Hitler.
Right, right.
Again, the moral side of it. I know it would help out people. Like, but don't implant brain aneurysms or brain.
Is there a way to
patterns
to simplify the brain?
But,
I mean, you don't want a baby, some genius.
And exactly what the doctor said, too, though. Like, the other doctor, he said that, is it right to have a vegetable literally fucking sitting there? And we're us operating on it, but, like, it's aware and it knows, like, what the fuck's going on.
Right.
Like, that's fucked up to do to any animal, any person, let alone an animal. Dude, that's an animal abuse, right? There's that fine line where, again, more... Which side of the fence are
you? Well, I mean, they tested on animals on operations, you know, how this... I mean, a lot of the stuff that we do today...
Yes, is because of animal
treatments. Your throat
treatments.
Thing
yeah.
And,
yeah.
And, like, heart shit, they practice...
Agreed.
...on animals. And if they didn't, and if they did care about the animal's feelings, well, then what the fuck?
Shoot, baby,
the
fucking...
Comic Syndicate wouldn't even be there, because you wouldn't be able to talk.
I wasn't able to talk last
right.
week.
Right, but I'm just saying.
No,
like,
I agree.
You, I don't know.
Now, the science, I get it. To help people, I get that too. And again, the technological advances that we have already have been great.
That's only in the United States.
Exactly.
You know, what about, you know,
third world countries?
Countries, Russia, Germany.
Yeah. And you know they probably fucking do that anyways, because
yeah.
I think they cloned the first
person. I've seen a lot of Russians. They look like a bunch
of Switzerland was the first cloning, right?
I think it was.
The sheep, I want to say. Anyway, so I thought it was interesting. It was good conversation, and it was just fucking interesting to me, dude. Science shit like this, fucking, I love reading
about
it.
It's interesting. It's something good to talk about and debate about.
Yeah, man. Okay, so that was cool, man. That's all I got for what the fuck news and science talk, I guess.
Very cool.
And crazy bitch.
Our next co-host is going to be a pet fucking monkey.
Baby monkey hippo. Excuse me. I don't know why it went monkey and
I don't
hippo.
Know why you had Hitler and hippo and then a monkey.
I had to toss in the baby because baby Josiah's Hitler.
Right. And then you just, the two animals on your mind.
Because we're talking about monkey. I don't know where hippo came from. I don't know. So anyways, dude, it'd be gnarly though.
It would be crazy.
Because you would have to... You kind of would think they would have rights, right?
Rights, and then...
But then, like you said, and it sounded like a joke, but thinking about it, you're kind of right. Like, okay, bitch.
Someone would exploit
get a
it.
Job, and you're going to pay taxes too. You know they would nail him for taxes before anything.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, different companies, you know, a Walmart would get on that shit quick, making t-shirts and fucking whatever.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hats and shit.
And somebody would want to kidnap it, and somebody would want to make a fucking... an alligator spider. Horse, dog. I don't know. Like, I don't know where these animals are coming from. But, I mean, again, other countries
yeah.
would probably be like, okay, let's see what I can make. The Island of Dr. Moreau status?
I think better than then they want healthcare, and then they want this. And then yeah. What if they start dating fucking women?
That's the thing.
And start fucking
now,
your ex or something.
As
what are you gonna
crazy
do?
As it is, stupid. In our lifetime, we're never going to see that. But... Again, Darwinism, the theory of evolution, 100,000.
I don't know if it's Darwinism, though, because we are...
Evolution.
We are affecting it. Darwinism is something that overhappens,
yeah,
happens by itself.
Okay, exactly. But the Darwinism, if it does happen, but again, it escapes and starts a family.
My neighbors are a bunch of monkeys. Literally. Literally, they're monkeys.
Okay. Commercials.
Commercials. Go to the comicsyndicate.com. You'll see two batteries, one orange and one black. The orange one is if you're going to buy anything on Amazon, just go ahead and click it, and we get a little piece of it. And the black one is Prime, and you get two days free shipping, sometimes one day free shipping. And it just helps you out a lot. If you sign up, make sure you cancel 30 days because they will charge you a lot of money. And 30 days is free. And tell all your friends and tell all your little monkeys.
Awesome. Baby hippo monkeys. All right, guys. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Go to those, like Adam said, click on the Amazon banner. Thanks to everyone that has helped us out monetize this podcast. Like Adam said a few weeks ago, it's keeping the lights on for us, so we appreciate it.
Well, before that, if you have an iPad mini, iPhone 6 or an Air, and you like playing games on them, but, you know, you can't really find a controller that, you know, sometimes it's hard playing games on the iPad with your finger. I bought this thing called Game Vice, and it's on Amazon, and it's a giant controller. I'll take a picture and put it on the website.
It looks pretty fucking like a giant controller.
It makes your iPad into like a fucking Game Boy type.
Yeah.
Like a
Neo Geo, because
yeah.
Those are huge.
The controller's hooked onto the side of it, and it has... all the buttons you need for like a regular controller, like a PS4 controller. And I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy games on it. It's
cool.
Great. You can put on your only iPhone 6 and the big one, the SE, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
It's great if you like to play a lot of games and you're tired of fucking...
Download that Transformers game, dude. You're
yeah.
gonna like it, dude. It's cool.
If you're tired of losing because your finger gets tired, check this out. It's really good. It's Game Vice, And on Amazon, it's only for the Mini and for the phone, because the Apple has an exclusive for the iPod Air. So if you want the Air one, you can only buy it at Apple.
We'll take a picture and then we'll send it to you guys.
Very cool stuff.
On the website. Cool, man. All right, you guys can download, subscribe to us in iTunes, Stitcher. Share the podcast more than anything, guys, with like-minded, fucked-up individuals like yourselves. We're not your typical comic podcast. We hit everything in an hour. So speaking of, we will take a break. We'll be back with
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back with some Comic Talk.
Comic Talk, what's up, man? All right, Dita, we got, despite sharp drop-off, Suicide Squad opens with record $135 million. Hence the drop-off we spoke about earlier today.
Boom.
How Friday to Saturday.
Same thing with Batman versus Superman.
Exactly.
So hopefully next year these movies will be better for DC.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
Now, Cartoon Network's Justice League Action, their cartoons are good. Haven't seen one in ages. But will feature over 150 characters. Cartoon Network, which I'm curious about. Report came out today, Man of Steel sequel enters active development. So apparently that wasn't on DC's slate of movies to Superman 2.
Yeah.
But now it's like, okay, we kind of have to do him right now.
Well, I mean, like Captain 1, Captain 2, Captain 3. Now they got to do Superman 2.
They have to, yeah. Next one's going to be Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Friends will face one unifying threat in a four-show crossover. So between Green Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and the Legends of Tomorrow, they're going to do a crossover on all four.
You see the new Superman in Supergirl, right?
He looks like a pussy.
Oh, you're so mean.
The show?
No, the dude. I like that actor. He played in Teen Wolf.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, man.
I watch.
Man
I
crush.
Love.
He's a good-looking guy.
Is he Michael J. Fox fucking good-looking?
No, not that. He's good-looking-er.
Is he fucking Josiah's naked hairy wolf boy fucking sexy?
Oh, God damn.
I'm hairy. Next one's going to be Channing Tatum is the Merman of Your Dreams in Splash remake.
Who?
Channing Tatum.
Sounds...
Do you remember the movie Splash?
Yes.
Okay, they're going to remake it, of course. And Channing Tatum's supposed to be the Merman this time.
Oh, instead of
they're
a
gonna
girl.
They're going to flip sweats.
They always do that.
Next one's going to be Kinberg Talks Casting Deadpool's to Cable.
Can they handle this? Can because the comic books suck. Whenever Deadpool crosses over, somebody.
Yeah, true. But if they're gonna do an X-Force movie, it has to be in somewhat the same vein as Deadpool,
like Suicide Squad, Force X. Do you remember?
Exactly.
That? Wow.
Except, they're the mutants who, they're the rebels of the bunch. It's like fuck your couch. Oh, this is your couch. Fuck your couch. So that I'm curious.
Okay.
Next one would be Star Wars live action series, still a possibility at ABC. The network's president confirms ongoing conversations with Lucasfilm about fabled Star Wars live action TV series. How would you feel about it?
Fuck, they have to do it right. I mean, that's Marvel.
They have to do
that's
it right.
Marvel trying to get into TV. They
no.
did it with S.H.I.E.L.D.
True, but two different entities, but they're tighter with their Star Wars.
Yeah, the dog's gonna go off. He doesn't like that news.
Oh, he got out of the fucking fridge?
Yes,
that's
he did.
Great. Good job, dog.
You don't know how to turn knobs.
Oh, he's talking now, right? Fuck you. Yeah, so I thought that was what he was saying. Next one, Fox is in significant talks for more X-Files.
Did you watch? Oh, I know you don't watch TV. I did not watch it.
I saw two episodes.
Yeah.
And I caught one week to the next was, or... However, it was spread out. There were only like 6 or 7 episodes. One I saw was very dark and grimy, like it was. And then one was like cheesy, corny, and that's what the X-Files was.
They have a kid.
They investigate.
They're trying to find their kid, right?
Oh, I don't know. I missed the fucking whole.
They banged in the rig.
Yeah. So yeah.
There's a.
But that's what it is.
They had a baby.
There's a premise behind it.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought it was just like.
That's all
right. We got back together. All right. Next one's gonna be UFC's Tyron Woodley cast in Spider-Man: Homecoming.
I like him.
I like him too. And
he knocked him out.
I trust Marvel fucking casting.
Did you see him knock him out? Knock out for the belt?
No.
Yeah, Woodley, right? The big black guy. He knocked out...
I don't watch fights either. Dude, I'm working on Saturday
He's fighting the world champion. He knocks him out in like 15 seconds.
I think I saw the... Okay, I might have seen the YouTube. Next one. Powers canceled after second season, says Bendis.
Oh, Bendis. I'm sorry, my friend. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Next one is
I can see that, though. It was only on Sony...
PlayStation.
Yeah. So if you don't have... Right? Yeah, if you don't have, you're not going to see it.
Agreed. And I don't know how to gauge gamers compared to, like, what system, what company, what's...
Too busy playing Call of Duty, they're not going to watch it.
True. Next one's going to be... This one's just... I had to toss it out. NFL star celebrates, quote-unquote, Walking Dead-themed wedding. Two things I love. Walking Dead. But something that deals with comics, Walking Dead. And Pittsburgh Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams had his entire wedding party done up like zombies for the day of his marriage. I saw that on ESPN. It was actually pretty fucking cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and that he loves the show and he's getting into the comics now.
Did you get Rick in there to come by?
No, well, I don't know.
Everybody?
I don't know who any of those characters
are. Oh, one of the main characters.
So, but it was cool that you can talk your wife into. Okay.
There's a lot of weddings like that, though.
Which is more so happening, which is cool.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate that. Like, first of all, everyone knows. Fuck marriage.
Yeah, he's having.
If I were ever to get married, I'd have like 10 best men, and they'd have to wear chucks in their fucking sharp suit, in their sharp dress, you know, suits.
No Walking Dead.
No Walking Dead.
Or like an X-Men.
If anything, the cake would have to be fucking my fucking. You can have everything, bitch. I don't give a fuck the fucking flowers. But the cake is going to be twisted fucking West, Magneto fucking destroying skulls, Wolverine's adamantium getting ripped out, like fucking shit like that. Doctor Doom on it, fucking
Thanos. You got to get Jester on that, bro. He'll get it for
you. I know, right, dude? Well, it's a shame I'm never going to get married. Boo-hoo me. Go for it. Start it off anywhere you want, man.
All right, so I read Suicide Squad, Rebirth, and number one. And we got Amanda Waller is being chewed out by Obama, and he's giving him the same. It's kind of the same pitch. She wants to go inside. Chloe, there you go. Sorry, guys.
Awesome.
She gives the same pitch in the movie and in the other comic books. Hey, what if this happens? It's kind of like, you know, it's like, what if Superman does this? Who's going to do this? And then, you know, if they get caught, who cares? So it's the same damn pitch he gives her. And he said, you know what? That's fine. Just do it. I don't want to ever see you in my office again.
Okay.
Just go ahead with it. Get this team together.
Had to talk Obama into it, though.
Obama was the president. Well,
yeah, he is the president. Well, but they actually used him in the comic.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm guessing it's Obama. I mean, yeah, it looked like Obama. And she does that. She's going to have a guy named Rick Flag.
Oh, yes.
Lead this team. Of bandits. Problem is, Rick is in some kind of third world prison where he's been put. Not to work, not to work with Waller has it under control. Like, you know, hey, I'm in here because I did something that they didn't want me to do. They wanted me to do something, but I didn't do it because I didn't want my men to get killed.
Okay.
They got killed anyways. And so they said, you know what, fuck it, just get rid of them. Make them disappear. So they put him in this fucking prison. So she's in there, she gets him out. And you have to work for me, and you have to take these bad guys and make them into a team. And he's like, I don't want to be a bad guy. That's why I'm going to get you, because you're a good guy. And they need one...
Talk them into...
Well, to watch them.
Yeah, I guess... I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So the first mission is some bomb that would deactivate all superhero power. So, okay. Like, you need to go to this fucking place and get the bomb... And get out, and get the guy that made it.
Okay.
So right, so they go there. They have it's only half the team. So it's I think it's Bullseye, Deadshot, Harley, and Boomerang. Okay, so and then Harley in this comic book is okay.
Okay,
she's not that stupid. Ditzy, which I'll talk about later in the show.
Okay,
So they get there. Shit happens. These guys come out obviously to fucking keep the bomb and take the bomb, and they have superhero powers too, these guys. So but the whole thing is, you know what, let's activate the bomb, and that way all these guys will be like us, and we can take them out easily because they're not superheroes.
Yeah.
You know, us against them. They do it, but they take the bad guys take the guy that made it, and they're like, you know what, do it. And then I'm like, oh shit, they're gonna fucking try to save him, right? No,
yeah.
It's bullet to the head, dead shot.
Take him out.
I never miss.
You're gonna make baby monkey fucking Hitler.
So he lays him out, right? That's how suicide works.
Yeah, yeah.
Suicide Squad works. So I liked it. It was
Task Force X.
Yes, I mean really.
Suicide Squad.
Force
technically,
X, dude. Come on.
Task Force X, but technically there were suicide. I mean,
X Force. Force X, come on, DC. Is that a slap in the face? Anyways, I liked it. It was. I'll read number two. See how it goes.
Okay. First one I'm gonna hit is gonna be. I just have to hit it. Dude. Transformers: Titans Return. It's a one shot. It's written by Marguerite Scott, John Barber, and James Roberts, with art by Livio Romandelli. Again, it's a one shot. It's a small crew that gets together over old footage that's bringing up talks of old Sentinel Prime. Now, I had reviewed Autocracy a while back, which was like, Sentinel Prime was around, Optimus Prime was still around, but he wasn't Optimus yet, and Praxis, I believe, was his name. Anyways, so it's how, looking back at this footage, it's like, and Megatron's there with these Autobots, a few Decepticons, but more Autobots, and it's like, you know, looking back at this footage, this guy was the first Decepticon. And Megatron's like, what do you mean? It's like, he wanted to take over using democracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was vicious. And, you know, that's when Megatron started the Decepticons and fought against him. And Megatron kind of became a martyr, like, no, fuck you and your system. I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, they're watching it, and it's really cool because they find out in this footage, like, okay, after Sentinel Prime did die, I gotta ask you something, Megatron. And he's there with, like, some reporter guy. It's like, who made the footage? He's like, these are all facts that I came across. And so they came across, like, a footage where after Sentinel Prime did die, he's like, I gotta ask you a question, Megatron. We have footage or information that your crew went in and beheaded a dead body. Megatron's like, you deal with facts. He's like, that's not fucking true. I never went out there. I never sent my crew out there to behead him at all. I'm like, there, we had nothing to gain from that. But since Megatron's an Autobot now, and he has forsaken fighting at all in general. So this is before the last one where he gets blasted. Anyways.
Okay.
So that's before that. But again, it's a one-shot, dude. So they all learn more details about this death and that, dude. So it's really cool, dude, because we now see it jumps to Optimus Prime. Jumps to RC and Soundwave, who are in front of a newly raised Titan by Optimus. So the Titans are like Metroplex. So the whole city. So Cybertron, if it could turn into fucking transform, it would transform into a 2-mile-high robot for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And Optimus Prime raised this one up in one of the previous comics I have reviewed a month ago or so. It's really cool though because this Titan listens to Optimus. He's like, if we can be more discreet, would be fucking cool. And that's when he transforms, and he turns into this beautiful fucking city. He's like, this is the new Cybertron. Like, this is going to be an embassy for peace. Like, this is, now that he's taken over Earth, or not taken over, although everyone hates him because it looks like he's taken over Earth, he's kind of like put it out like, okay, I'm going to be the world, I say it sounds so bad now, looking like Optimus Prime, like, you're a fucking martyr. But a dick. So you're kind of like the original Sentinel Prime War. You think we need your help. And that's why the humans hate him. Like, dick, you guys brought nothing but war here. So they hate him.
Fuck you. War was already there.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
True. And it's really cool how it goes through, dude. It also goes through, like, a good talk of Galvatron's forces versus true Decepticons. And that's what Megatron says. He's like, you know, it goes back to them. It's like, you know, it wasn't me. It's Galvatron and his forces. But the true Decepticons are working together side by side. So Cybertron is united, Autobots and Decepticons. And there's still different factions fighting amongst each other. So I really enjoyed it for that fact, dude. It's really cool. They get a really short message, dude, shortly after. We get to Ironhide, and he's rolling out back up against this new threat, killing Inferiors. So now Ironhide is in charge of the security. And he's like, fuck, who the hell was this new guy? He looks fucking sick in this panel. Just He's got a fucking sword, Cybertron. I don't know what it is, like a laser beam sword. He's got this fucking giant gun. And he's like, I'm killing the inferiors.
Cool.
He's got a big old Autobot insignia on his chest. He's like, why don't you fucking help me out? I see you walking with these Decepticons. And he's mowing down Decepticons. If you have that insignia on you, you're dead.
Oh, shit.
So straight up, he's killing the inferiors. He's looking at the Decepticons as inferiors. It so happens that this character that I haven't seen in a long time, and who looks totally different, is Sentinel Prime reanimated or brought back to life now. Mm-hmm. And he's got this grudge against Megatron. Everything he sees now, he hates Megatron anyways. When he realizes or finds out Megatron is a fucking Autobot now, I'm curious to see how that goes.
Kill Autobots too now?
Yeah. So very cool. But Sentinel Prime is back, and we still have different factions. I really like RC and Optimus Prime and Soundwave working together, because Soundwave is trying to keep the peace between both sides too. So it's cool. I liked it, dude. It was worth talking about. Durant's fucking dope, dude. It's heading straight to the space. He ends up going to the space bridge, and he ends up on Earth. Sentinel Prime ends up on Earth into this new Cybertronian base that Optimus called upon, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna have fun burning this place down. So that's pretty much what it is. It was cool. I liked it.
Yikes. Sounds cool. I'm gonna do a shitty book of the week, and it's gonna be Harley Quinn number one. I really tried to read this book with an open mind, ignoring all the shit I've spoken about on this show about it.
Yes.
So it's a new book that didn't last very long. The writing is terrible. They really need to fire the writer, Belliotti, whatever the hell it is.
Jim Palmiotti.
They just get rid of him. I don't know who is reading this, but
the art is not bad.
The art's pretty good, but just the writing's just terrible.
Yeah.
Who's reading this? But it plays out like a teenager girl book, the first book. Like, it just... It feels like you're having a spa day with Poison Ivy.
Which is cool. And normally, I think I would like a title like this, because all the under-boob shots or the side-boob shots, like, it would be something I would normally
jerk
like.
Jerk off to?
I jerk off to a lot of things. I'm jerking off to your voice right now.
8 pages of this? Half the book is about her in this stupid spa with Poison Ivy. Nothing happening, nothing important, just stupid. So,
Agreed.
I mean, what the fuck? Maybe the story is being built off these pages. Nope. Just stupid girl talk. And we get to see all her weird friends. She has like all these different gangs. One's a circus with a bunch of Harley Quinn lookalikes.
Yeah.
She has another crew.
Yeah.
And then she has like
her
rollerblade
people and her rollerblade.
Her rollerblade people, friends.
I don't like anything.
It's so bad. So it's all about halfway through the issue, and I'm wondering, when are we going to get to see the plot?
That's where I fucking bailed. Like, again, our sense of humor, this type of shit we like. She has a chicken. She's talking about cocks. She has a beaver. They mentioned, can I see your beaver?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
stupid jokes.
Shit we would... And we don't make jokes. We don't make jokes. We just shoot it straight up, dude. But, like, I hated everything about this.
Did you read the whole thing?
Fuck no. I bailed right there after.
Right there. So, well, you just missed the best part of the
comic. Finally got good?
Some alien falls from Earth and falls from space to Earth, crashes.
Mm.
And it's a girl alien. And
okay.
She's looking around like, I don't know if this place is good. I'm gonna go ahead and shapeshift into a cow just to see...
A baby monkey cow hit.
Yeah, exactly. Just to see if the farmers or everybody's cool here.
Yeah.
They take the cow, they take her in as a cow, and
they
slaughter
start milking her.
They slaughter.
Okay, that's the best part of this
right.
comic.
They show the whole
process
into sausage, and it going through all these different places, and then at the very end, it becomes like a hot dog type thing, and then they're selling these hot dogs to all these fucking people.
But people are gonna get infected or what?
Yeah, so it's kind of like they eat it and they turn into like a zombie type thing.
More zombies.
Yeah, so
yes.
I thought they were zombies, and they start going crazy. All the people that ate it, and she has like this other maybe love interest, a knockoff of Deadpool, even worse.
That's
another
right, I forgot about
another
that.
Loser, and they're they I don't know if they hooked up in the previous books, I don't care, and it's pretty much them trying to fight their way through all these people slash zombies, and it's pretty much it. We read a you know, we really
I hate
need,
this fucking title.
We need a new take on Harley Quinn. This is my thoughts. We need
Go
a new take on it.
Agreed.
We need to. I wonder.
I don't
I
mind her new
to
outfit.
Read, her outfit's fun. I would love to read her books, but this writing is just terrible.
Yeah.
And DC still won't do shit because you guys will keep buying the damn fucking comic. Mm.
We had this talk with fucking Hector.
Yes, we did. And,
I told him it's not going to end.
No.
Because she's so big now that everyone, just like Deadpool, it's like, she's the best character ever. No, she was one of the best characters ever when she was more like Harley Quinn. Like, crazy, psychotic, adorable,
and
lovable.
It's not like, oh, you guys are just into the fucking old school shit. You know, you need to come into the new... No, bitch.
It's fucking written terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I like Harley Quinn. I liked her. When
I love
she's
Harley Quinn.
Rented right.
Yeah.
So, that's a shitty book.
Shitty
of the
book of the week. Dude, fuck, I could not finish it, dude.
I mean, I look forward to Harley Quinn books so I can put them on my shitty book of the year.
Oh.
So I have an excuse.
Pretty much consistent. We need to add consistent shitty book of the year. That's fucking awesome. All right, dude. Next one I'm going to hit is going to be a Marvel title now. It's going to be Civil War Kingpin number 2. Matthew Rosenberg is the writer. Ricardo Lopez Ortiz is the artist. Matt Lopez and Antonio Fabella is the are the inkers. So it starts off with Kingpin and his lackeys, a bunch of B characters, meeting where he knows of and calls out a rat. So it's, again, B characters in this fucking warehouse. What's up, man? Good to see all you guys again. As you guys know, there's a bunch of things going on with Inhumans, mutants, with these different factions. All of you guys have gone into hiding. Well, yeah, they're abducting us like crazy, throwing shit on our face for shit we haven't even done yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't sweat it. I got this under control. You, come over here, dude. Fucking whatever your name is. Peter, right? Yeah, you've worked with us before. Hey, Peter. I happen to know you're an undercover SHIELD agent.
Oh.
Come over here. I'm not.
I've
done jobs with you, dude. No, okay, well, I happen to have this agent of SHIELD, and he has him, like, fucking chained up. Like, you're telling me you don't know him? I don't know that guy. All right, fucking kill the agent. SHIELD guy. No, don't do it. Don't do it. So you're telling me you do know him? No, I don't know him. I just don't want you to kill him. All right, well, do you know these people? Oh, my God, you have my fucking family chained up.
Oh, wow.
So his wife and his kid. And it's like, all right, so your choice. Which one do you want dead? He's like, all right, fuck it. He's like, don't worry. I'll let them both live, but you're working fucking for me now. So now it's Kingpin's, this new guy. His name is Janis Jirish, something like that. And he's the guy who, he got hit with the Terrigen Mist, and now he can hide from any of the visions that Ulysses has seen. So it's really cool because it gets really twisted. The art's not the best, but it's kind of... I'm really enjoying it because...
It's growing on you?
It is because of the story. And Matthew Rosenberg is doing a great job because he even tells this Janice kid. He's like, all right, kill fucking the Agent of SHIELD guy. And he's like, I can't. I've never... He's like, kill the fucking guy. The kid fucking shoots him straight up. He walks away, walks into the restroom. He's like fucking frantic, fucking washing his hands in blood. Kingpin walks in. He's like, I needed you to do that. You can't show weakness in front of these assholes out here because they're going to mistake it for something else. You need to show them that you're fucking balls to the wall and you don't give a fuck. So it's really cool because as this story goes on, it's really, and it goes into their day-to-day life. Like, he's talking to him, like, and it goes through them, like, they're hanging out the whole fucking time. And, he's training him, like, these are the streets. I'm trying to make fucking my city fucking strong again, you know, with organized crime. And there's no organization if you don't show, you know, if you show this week, everything fucking ties in perfectly. But it's really dope, dude. He's like, you must demonstrate power. He keeps telling him these things, which is cool. So they end up at another place where he has more B characters, and he's like, Kingpin walks in with Janice, and it's like, okay, one of you guys is a rat, so he's weeding out the fucking rats, knowing he can't be touched. Although, it's like, hey, boss, Spider-Man's outside. Kingpin's like, fuck. It's like, I can't be found here. So they're in the warehouse, but like, they show Kingpin wailing on a wall, breaking a wall down, breaking down another wall, getting homeboy out of there. He's like, all right, we got to book it. He's like, fuck those men in there. They're dead anyways. I just can't be found here, and neither can you. So he takes Janice, and they're running, and Janice has like a, looks like a stroke or a heart attack. Some scrawny kid too, yeah, which is interesting. But it, now it shows Kingpin picking him up. He's like, fuck, picks him up, carries him up, takes him out away. He hires, takes him to his fucking, his great fucking place, his hotel, his high-rise building, and hires, it looks like Hydra / S.H.I.E.L.D. fucking agent stalkers. What's the prognosis? Well, he's, and they don't say, it's like whisper, whisper, whisper. And he's, well, Janice is now bedridden, but still Kingpin there with him by his whole side. Or the whole time, he's like there by his side, like, don't worry, man, so what can I get you? Want some orange juice? It's like, all right. But it's cool because we haven't seen this from Kingpin in a long time. Like, he needs this fucking kid because if you're by my side, I'm untouchable. But at the same time, we're seeing this from Kingpin where it's like they're kind of becoming friends. Mm-hmm. And Kingpin's like, all right, man, I have a job. I have a meeting for us today. And Janice's like, all right, I'm really not feeling well. Do you mind if I hang back? He's like, I can cancel. We can do it another time. He's like, no, you go. Kingpin goes to his car, and he's like, one of his lackeys opens the door. Kingpin, you always have Janice with you. Is he okay? He's like, looks back, and he looks at his fucking place. He's like, you're right. He's like, goes back inside to check up on his boy Janice, and then the car blows up.
Oh, shit. So
Kingpin gets away, but he's like, realize, like, you're right. Like, shit, I can't leave without this fucking guy.
Yeah.
But they are forming a bond, which is kind of cool. I liked it for that factor, to see that from Kingpin, and organized crime coming back is kind of cool, and the ideology that he has anyways is, I want to make my city. Again, just kind of like the show, like, Kingpin thinks he's doing shit right, mm-hmm, and in a sense you kind of do by, like, he's not doing anything crazy, but right, organized crime, I don't know.
So, pretty cool.
He broke bad a long time ago there.
I read Uncanny X-Men number 11, and it was pretty good. I didn't read 10, so some of the stuff I don't really know. Some of the stuff.
Okay, go for it. I'll
fill you in. Some team is breaking into this base to pick up some armor and weapons and some tanks that were built out of old Sentinels.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. Like, these tanks are, like, purple and, like, violet, just like the Sentinels were, too. And then they want to, they're mutants, but they want to take it to defend themselves against other people. They're like a little army. We go back to the Savage Lands, where Magneto has built this awesome base, and Magneto chats with Psylocke while she's, you know, training in her new weight room that he built for her. Mm-hmm. But she's still pissed off about him lying about keeping secrets from him from previous issues. Mm-hmm. Also, we see, I don't want to say her name, Monet is having some problems with her hand. She has, like, these
Yes, because
like her brother or something.
Yes, her brother, not Magistrate, dude. I forget his name, dude. But yeah, he's an old character that came out in Generation X, fucking Chris Pachalo, that run that came out in the 90s. That's her brother, M-Plate. Okay. And he's like a vampire type guy. He needs to suck energy from mutants to stay alive.
Okay.
And he, the last issues, got her and Sabretooth together to use her and take over her body so he can continue living. And the end of that issue was pretty much Sabretooth, like, saw that she got infected by her brother, thinking she killed him, but she kind of took him into his body. So now she has a split personality with M-Plate and herself.
Okay.
And at the end of that issue, Sabretooth's like, hey, I know you're craving some mutant fucking shit. I'll hook you up.
Okay.
So it's weird because he, you can tell little by little since the beginning of this series, they have this connection or bond, or they even dig on each other.
I think they dig on each other.
Yeah. And she's like, he's like, anytime you need me, I'm here.
Cool, cool.
Which is fucked up, though. Because Sabretooth like that is interesting, but, like, he likes her, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So go for it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, I mean,
so she's got shit on those hands, yeah, with the yeah suckers.
What happens when he wipes her shit when she goes pee?
I don't
know. Okay. Anyways. So, she's having some problems with that, and she needs to figure out what she's going to do about that. Magneto leaves, and she comes in and starts talking to Psylocke. He says, you know what, I know he's hiding something, I know you're pissed off about Psylocke, so let's go ahead and do something about it. We can find out some secrets. So we have a scene with Sabretooth hunting in the wild dinosaurs.
Yeah, like
he's, okay. And he's, he, and it was interesting because it seemed like he was going back to his savage ways. The way the way he ripped apart this dinosaur with his teeth and just
scratched. We haven't seen that in a long
time. Yeah, right? And he's kind of like, wow, I have this...
Since Axis.
I have this craving.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it is. I have this craving. And
do you think maybe it's infecting him or turning him his bloodlust again?
Maybe it's wearing off whatever happened to Axis.
So they're sucking the good out of him.
Maybe. Or something. Something
I wish some chick could suck the good out of him.
So he's doing that. Archangel sees him. Tells him, hey, we got a fucking meeting. Let's go. So they go over there. They meet up at this club called the Hellfire Club. And it's...
The Hellfire Club. Old school, classic fucking team, yeah.
So we got...
not Sebastian Shaw. Because he's dead now. Fabian Fitzroy or something?
I think. They didn't even say their names. So they have Sabretooth and Psylocke crash at the party. And they're like, well, what the fuck? You know, what are we doing here? We're going to find out what maybe Magneto had something to do with these guys. They go into this special room, and he's like, where's Monet? Sabretooth's like, you know, oh, she's already here, and she's already with that crew talking to him. So it ends there. So they may find out what Magneto's up to.
And he's playing all sides like he always does.
Yeah.
I love it, dude. Okay, cool, man. This one is just going to be, it was a comic from last week. It's going to be an East of West update. East of West, number 28. I still love the fuck out of this title, dude. Hickman, Jonathan Hickman's the writer. Nick Jagroda is the artist. I love his fucking art. Frank Martin is the inker. It's really cool. Death is looking for his son, going after hunters now. So, the beginning of this series, issue number 1, 2, 3, we saw Death fucking walk into a fucking bar and shoot up some fucking dude. And the dude had one eye, and his eye patch... this eye can talk, and whatever this man saw, this eye knows everything. So now he has this fucking eyeball. And since Death gave up his eyeball mid-series, the eye's like, well, if you just let me jump in your socket, we can fucking figure this out. He's like, fuck you. So anyways, he's like, Death comes up with an idea. It's like, okay, so I can catch this reflection, I can catch your memories if I use some sort of light, you know, in your retina. And he literally... grabs a fucking, they're at a fire that, you know, they're just chilling, grabs a fucking stick, lights it on fire, holds the fucking eye, and he's able to see, like, oh, so this is what we're looking for. You're playing games with me, fucking eye. And it sounds stupid and twisted, but anyone who knows East of West, I love the fucking of it anyways. I really like it because from there it jumped to now Xiaolin, his wife. And she gets word from one of her council members, like, okay, and she has a big army. And one of her statesmen, her council member says, alright, we're going to be fucked soon. All the council members, everyone else from all the other nations hate us. They're working together and they are going to attack us. So we're fucked. And she just puts her head down like, okay, she knows, like, as great fighters as they are screwed. She has like this this amulet around her necklace, and she's like talks to it. This is the way she talks to her husband, Death. I don't know if you can hear me or not. You said this is the only way I can contact you. I just want to let you know now. You promised me you were gonna find our son. Now's the fucking time to do it, because once they come knocking on this door, like this war is going to be bad, and she makes it sound like the world's gonna end. Like this is the final fucking war. And she goes, if you're going to find our son, do it fast. Run. Go find him. And it's cool because he never acknowledges her, but next panel, like, you see him fucking pissed and just, like, booking it. Like, rushing to wherever he wants to go. These hunters he's after now. So next panel is someone we haven't seen in a long time, is the Beast, which is their son.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Babylon. So the last time we saw it, he was going to kill this wild fucking boar that looks like a giant fucking monster in his eyes now. Because he's always plugged into fucking balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So really cool.
It's my phone.
Nice way to put it on fucking silent. anyways, I'll go through it quickly. But Beast looks at it like, it doesn't look so fucking terrible, balloon. Balloon's like, no, kill it now. And it's cool because we see it, it's a baby fucking boar. And granted, it looks gnarly because it's got little tusks, but it's a baby fucking boar. But the way Beast sees it is a fucking creature with tentacles.
Oh, wow.
But even seeing it like that, the way the way Beast sees things anyways, he's seen it through a child's perspective, too. He's got to be, like, what, 8 years old, if that?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Balloon, relax. It's just a baby. And he starts petting this giant tentacles. But, like, when we see the actual page, it's like, it's a little fucking boar he's petting. Really cool fucking how he talks, and he's like, he tells Balloon, I just want to thank you. He's like, when this world ends and we started anew, he's like, we need to talk about conditioning kids when they're young, because you reprogrammed that in me. He's like, I never did that. But Balloon's shady. It sounds convoluted if nobody has read this, but Balloon is his, yeah, is his fucked up conscience,
mm-hmm,
twisted fucking science computer scenario, breaking down portions and scenarios and probabilities and shit like that. And knowing Beast thinking he's his friend, he's taken all his word for it, but now that Beast Babylon is his name, he's actually like figuring things out on his own. Like, no, I learned from a young age that conditioning kids to help people, that's what you taught me. And Balloon even gives like, I never taught you that. He's like, yeah, I'm using reverse engineering. Everything that I've learned, it's reverse engineering. Like,
right,
you taught me as a kid and I'm not bad. He doesn't know who he is or what the fuck he is. He's fucking Beast. He's the son of death.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even know where it's going to happen or what's going to happen next. It's really cool because they find a spot to camp out. Balloon, this fucking boar, and they come across. Balloon wakes up. All right, we got to get the fuck out of here. Why? Because these hunters are after us. And so that's how it ends. It's really cool. I loved it. These hunters want to kill Death. Everyone wants to kill Death's son. I'm sorry, Death's son. Babylon, Beast, and we still see, like, Death going after, looking for his son.
Mm-hmm.
They still don't know each other. I want to see their connection finally, when they finally see each other, when they meet each other. Do you rip the fucking things out of your son's eyes?
So he can see the real world? Wow. That should be a good issue.
Or how does even Death, or Babylon, Beast, see his dad?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so curious, dude. But we haven't. There's so many characters involved in this title. I love the fuck out of it. It's a great read. There are so many characters though that you can get lost. But if you, it's good, dude. I love it. So yeah, that's my East to West update, dude. Still book of the week. Love the fuck out of it.
Very cool.
All right, that's all I got, man.
Cool, man. That's all I got.
Cool. All right, fuck it, dude. You guys can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast more than anything. Yeah, share this podcast with everyone you can. We hit some good fucking conversation. I think the baby Hitler fucking goat fucking bat was fucking cool. But,
very cool.
All right, man. You can find my boy Adam.
Remember, being here on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me on Twitter @ForTheVillain. That's all I got.
All righty, guys. We will see you next week.
Peace out. Guys.